Tav Beis Adar Aleph Tosh in Samaches, February 27th, 2008.
Good evening, welcome everyone. Share number 79. We are in the Ava Rabba Tfilah, part 2 of Ava Rabba. Just to recapitulate from last week's share, and to remind us that we are holding in the Kodesh, the sanctuary of the Beis HaMikdash. As we mentioned, that the Tfilahs correspond to different areas of the Beis HaMikdash, and the ultimate goal is to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when we ourselves are like the Kohen Gadol, and we are face to face with Hashem. We meet that point when we are davening the Shemoneh Esrei, which will follow the Shema, and the Brachas after the Shema. We discussed last week that Ava Rabba is the Tefillah, the request to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to open our eyes, open our hearts, open our minds to understand His Torah. And that the Torah should become part of us. And the success that a person can have through his understanding of the Torah depends on his tefillah of Ava Rabba. The more he puts into his tefillah, as we said the story from the Netziv, the Reshiva Volozhin, Rav Natali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, that the days that he cried when he davened Ava Rabba, he merited to have Chidushi Torah, novel ideas, understanding of the Torah, and we showed his Sfarim that he wrote. And the days he did not cry about Ava Rabba, he didn't merit to have the Chidushi Torah. And we mentioned the bitachon, the trust in Hashem that is incumbent upon us to have in order to have success in our tefillah, in our davening. In the davening, which will build to the success in our learning. And well, let's see the words inside right now. Ava Rabba Aftonu, Hashem Alekeinu, Chemla Gedoylo, Viseiro Chamalto Aleinu. With unbounded love, you have loved us, Hashem Alekeinu, Chemla Gedoylo, Viseiro Chamalto Aleinu. With great and an abundant pity, you have pitied us. Who has done this? Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu, our Father. A Father has pity, has mercy, has rachmanis. For who? For his children. Hashem here is our Father. Hashem is always our Father. And He is Malkeinu as well. He is our King. Now what we're going to do now is we're going to explain a little more about the words of Avinu Malkeinu. But before we do that, I want to say a story. A story about the importance of how every single point makes a difference. The story is referring to a medical, like chemical representative for a company, Mr. Edelman. And this person, this Mr. Edelman, he supplies the important ingredients for the Colgate to make the products that they need for the toothpaste. So this Mr. Edelman once sat in by a meeting between Colgate and the Procter & Gamble, and he was there. And they were discussing for 2-3 weeks how to word a certain advertisement. And to put a word in or to take the word out. 2-3 weeks. He was there. And this was the big conversation, the topic of a conversation. At the end, they decided to put the word in. They printed it all out. Thousands of things were printed out. Labels and products. Thousands and thousands. And then all of a sudden, one of the people high up in the high offices up there says, "I don't like it." Millions of dollars are now going down the drain. Literally. Because this person, this chief up there said, "No go. It's not good." Because one word made a difference. And his mindset, it was not a good choice of words. How much more so, every single word of the Torah, we can't even compare the two. How much more so, the words of the Tefillah, the words of the Rishonim, the words of the Gemara, of the Chazal, of our sages, how every single word, every single letter, every single nuance, every single dot has to be delved into and understood and appreciated. That is there for a reason. Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu, like we said, refers to our father. Our father here is the reference to the Torah. Because the Torah is that connector, that binder between us and Hashem. That's Avinu. Just like a person who's lost, he calls somebody for directions. If it's his father who has that good sense of directions, he'll call up his father. Here, our Father Hashem has given us the directions. He has given us this GPS. It's hooked up to every single satellite. It's the Torah. It's an instruction book to life. And it's very difficult to decipher every single word, every single letter, every single nuance. And that's what we'll get to soon. The importance of delving in and working hard and understanding and appreciating. And then we have Malkeinu. Avinu Malkeinu. Ba'avor Aviseinu. Malkeinu is a reference to the mitzvahs, the commandments of God. When we have the melech, we realize there is a king. If there is a king, we are his servants. We are his subjects. We are subjugated to the melech. That means there are commandments to be followed. We have to make sure we follow those commandments. There are 613 commandments. That's Malkeinu. He is the king. He is the melech. And why does he give us all of this? That is the beginning of these first two words of this tefillah. That is the Ava Rabba, Ahavtanu, Hashem Elokeinu. The tremendous, abundant love, unbounded love, Avinu Malkeinu. Hashem is our Father, He is our Melech. He has a tremendous love for us. A father never forgoes his son, he never lets him go, no matter what the son does. You might have to discipline him. You might have to punish him. But only for the benefit of the child. We continue. Avinu Malkeinu ba'avor aviseinu shebatchu b'cho v'atlanuchu kichayim kein techaneinu slamdeinu. Our Father, our King, ba'avor aviseinu, for the sake of our forefathers, who trusted in you, and whom you taught the statutes of life, the chukei chayim. We have to understand, what is the chukim over here? The statutes. What about the mishpatim? Why do we reference to the chukim, only the chukim? What is the bitachon that we're deferring to over here, which we discussed a little last week? So with that we say, kein techaneinu, God, please with us, techaneinu, be so gracious and grant us the ability and teach us, kein techaneinu uslamdeinu, and teach us as well. Who are these forefathers? So there are different pshatim, different ways to understand. On one hand, they can be understood as our forefathers, those who were in Mitzrayim in Egypt, who trusted in Hashem and went through the wilderness, as we mentioned last week, without any food, and they went because Hashem took them out. Zechadilo chesno raich. Hashem remembered the chesed, and they went out and they trusted totally in Hashem. Here, well, whenever we go on a trip, we always take tzedel derech, food for the road, even though there's always something kosher on the way. No matter where we are, a bag of potato chips or pretzels or something. Here, they just went and trusted totally in Hashem. And then, eventually, what happened? Matan Torah. They came to Har Sinai. And they said, Naaseh v'nishma. Naaseh v'nishma. They didn't say, you know what, let me see the agreement. Let me see what's inside first. They accepted everything from Hashem. Naaseh v'nishma. And the message and the lesson that teaches us is that sometimes we don't. And not all, we won't always understand things in life. But Naaseh v'nishma. They said it, we said it, we were there as well. We said Naaseh v'nishma as well. And then we accept the Torah. It's the bitachon, the trust in Hashem, which will lead us to the understanding of the Torah, which we'll elaborate shortly. Rav Schwab Zatzal, he elaborates on this point of the importance of having the proper bitachon in Hashem. And the bitachon in Hashem will enable us to understand the Torah. And he focuses on the words Chuki Chaim, Avinu Malkeinu, Ba'avor Avoseinu Shebatchu Becha, our father, our king, for the sake of our forefathers who trusted in you. Here he's going to learn our forefathers a little differently. Vatalanu Chuki Chaim, and you have taught them the laws of life, Chukim. There's no mention of Shmatim here, just Chukim. So too, Kein Tichaneinu, be so gracious. And Tichaneinu, Chein, is Manas Chinam, a free gift. Uslamdeinu, and teach us as well. The Torah is the Chukei Chaim, the ground rules for life. However, over here, when we say Chukei Chaim, it has a different connotation. It's from the Pasuk in Mishlei, when the Pasuk in Mishlei tells us in Perek Lamed Pasuk Ches, Hatrifeni Lechem Chuki, allow me my daily ration. We're diving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Allow me some food to eat. Because a person cannot live without food. He's diving to Hashem, Hatrifeni Lechem, Lechem, the bread, Chuki. In this tefillah we dive into Hashem, allow me the understanding, the ability, the privilege to connect, to understand the Torah. Without it, we cannot live. And this is a mind, a mindset, a concept we have to really, really internalize. Now, without the Torah, a person does not live. He is missing, he is lacking. Before we continue further explaining this, we have to understand the relationship between the bitachon, the trust in Hashem, as we say, ba'avur avasin shebatchu b'cha, that trusted in you. Why is that a prerequisite? Why is that a condition to understanding the Torah? And in order to understand this, we'll explain the avasinu is not necessarily our forefathers from Mitzrayim and that generation, but it's a different avosenu. The avosenu of the Tanoim and the Amoraim of the Mishnah and the Gemara. What does it mean when we say this Torah learning? What does Torah learning mean? Torah learning means the comprehension of the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch, of the wisdom of God. Now we say these words, but the truth is, it shouldn't make sense. God is all spiritual. How can we, a physical body, a physical being, understand God in this physical world? And before we continue with Rav Schwab over here, I feel it appropriate to bring from another Sefer. And this Sefer quotes the famous work by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Zohar HaKadosh. But before we say what the Zohar has to teach us, I just want to mention a little short story that happened to me personally. When I was in my yeshiva, I learned in Rabbi Chaim Berlin, one of the shiurim by my Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Aaron Shechter Shlita, where during a Maharal shir, a shir of the Maharal, he came across through the pages of the Maharal, where the Maharal quotes very, very rarely a Zohar. And the Rosh Yeshiva, my Rosh Yeshiva, didn't just read it and explain it. He took time out to be, if you will, apologetic and hesitant before he came to read these words from the Zohar. And to say how, not that we really understand it, but it's here, we'll learn it, we'll try to do our best. And I asked one of my Rebbeim, I asked him afterwards, he said, what was this whole introduction? It's the Zohar, so it's there, so read it, learn it, we'll do it. So my Rebbe said that the Rishiva wanted to impress upon us that the Zohar is the Zohar. And sometimes we think we understand things, and sometimes words are used in a cheap fashion, and especially in the generation in which we live in. And he wanted to impress upon us the Zayar is of tremendously high Kedusha. And we shouldn't just say it and move on and turn the page. So with that little introduction, I'd like to share with you some words from the Zayar, which will tie into our discussion tonight about the importance of having the bitachon in Hashem, that Hashem will grant us the ability to have success in His learning, but at the same time, we have to realize what the Torah really is. And this is a Zayar on the words in Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuf Yutes 119, Perek Pasuk Yutches, verse 18, where David HaMelech says, Gal Einai Ve'biti Niflois Mesor Yisecha. Gal Einai. Gal is to megala, to reveal my eyes, reveal in my eyes. David HaMelech davens to Hashem. Open my eyes, let my eyes see. Ve'abit, and I will see, I will look. Niflois Mesor Yisecha. I will see the wonders of the Torah. And we come to this pasuk from our tefillah, V'hoyer Einenu B'Sayer Secha. We daven to Hashem, V'hoyer Einenu B'Sayer Secha. We're daven to Hashem, open our eyes to see the depths of the Torah. And the Zohar Kodesh over here tells us that a person should not think that the Torah is a storybook. It's a nice storybook. There's a man, Abraham, childless, barren, no children. All of a sudden, what a wonderful story happened. His wife gave birth at such an old age. And then Yitzchak, Isaac comes along, also no children. And the story continues. Then they have many children. Yaakov comes along, 12 children. Oh, but the brothers, they fight. One goes down, he's being sold. Then they're in Egypt. All of a sudden, these miraculous plagues come along. You can go on and on. Says the Zohar Kodesh, this is not a storybook. And God forbid one should view it as a storybook, because it's very incorrect. Rather, he says, the Torah, when it comes down here in this world, is wearing a lot of clothing. Levushim. Different garments. Just like you, Steve, you're wearing a coat, sweatshirt, layers. A lot of layers. That's exactly what he's telling us here. There are so many layers covering up the pnimius, the depths inside, in the core. And he says, when an angel comes down here in this world, he puts on a different garment. A different form, a different shape. The Torah creates the angel. The Torah created the world. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Istakel Baraisa, looked into the Torah. It's the blueprint for the whole entire world, and created everything. So when we have the Torah, which is in front of us, that's the Torah. But we have to realize that there's so much more depth that really lies inside of it. And it's filtered and filtered and filtered, coming down to this world, layers and layers and layers and layers. Every single dot, every single word, every single letter is to be learned and dissected and understood. And then learned, dissected, and understood again. Therefore, he says that the stories of the Torah are the levushim, are the layers of the Torah. And behind them is gonuz, is hidden all the secrets of the Torah. And that's what the tefillah, when we say in this hour tefillah here, Ava Rabba Avtanu Hashem Lakinu V'hoyer Einenu, enlighten our eyes, Gal Einai, David Melech says, Gal Einai V'abidin Niflos Meresor Yisrecha. Down to Hashem, that Hashem should open our eyes and see the depths of the Torah. But the starting point is to realize what's in front of us. To realize it's not a storybook. A person, anybody could write a storybook. It's the Word of God Himself. And with that little introduction, there was once a person who grew up with the Vilna Gaon. He was a little boy when the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, Rav Eliyahu, at the time his just name was Eliyahu. A little boy in Cheder, in Yeshiva. And he came to the Gra many years later. He said to him, "How'd you do it?" He was straightforward, he was blunt, asking the question, "How do you succeed in life?" Man, we always want to know, what's the secret for success? What was his response? The Gra told him, Chazal tell us, our sages tell us, Ein daima lami shoshana perkoi mea pamin lami shoshana mea v'echad. Chazal tell us, our sages say, there's no similarity between one who learns the Torah, who reviews it 100 times, to one who reviews it 101 times. So the girl responded, if Chazal say this, if that's the truth, which is the truth, so that's what I did. And I'm sure he did it more than 101 times. 101 times. Now, I just want to say something. Imagine we would review this class alone 101 times. Imagine we wouldn't leave here until we review it 25 times. Okay, 15 times. We'll be polite. 101 times. How does one come to review some 101 times? Because it's the love of something. When a person enjoys it, and he loves something, he doesn't want to put it down. But the love is not always there in the beginning. Rav Schwab explains, and the truth is, I'll tell you my own personal battles with the Torah, with understanding the Torah, is that it takes a gear. It takes effort. And there are times I'll learn, and I'm telling you from my own personal life. Rav Schwab writes it that that's the way it is, and I'm telling you myself. I'll learn, and to me it's like Chinese. And I don't read Chinese. I don't understand Chinese. Basically what I'm saying is, it just doesn't make any sense. That's the first time around. And then the second time around, I read it again, I learn, I try to understand it better. And then, maybe pieces start falling a little in place. And I'm going to interrupt myself, tell you another story with my Rosh Yeshiva. With another shir I was by. Where one time, during his shir, he said, and I won't slam on the table the way he did it, and he screamed out aloud, and he said, it's a chutzpah for a person to think he can learn the Rashba, one of the great Rishonim, the first time and understand it. He had a microphone over there, and when he screamed and banged on the table, I jumped back. So I'll spare you that and the people listening on the tape. I don't want them to have to lower the volume, they won't hear me afterwards. But what's he saying? What's the message? We have to appreciate what we just said from the Zohar HaKadosh. We have to appreciate when we come to learn Torah, we shouldn't think, oh, you know what? No, I should understand the first time. Why not? And if I don't understand it, oh, that's it, not for me, goodbye. Chas v'shalom. God forbid. We all have a shaykhus, we all have a relationship, we all are connected to the Torah. Every single one of our neshamas are connected to the Torah. And back to my own personal story. A third time, I see it again. And finally, things are falling into place. And then it's the fourth time, and then the fifth time, and so on and so forth. Then you discuss it with your friends. And then you teach it over, maybe. And things get clearer and clearer. All the way through. And that's what we're saying over here. What does it mean, Torah learning? It's the understanding. It's understanding of the Chochmas Elokis, of God's knowledge. And we as humans can only understand this if God will give it to us. So we have to have the bitachon. That's when we come to the tefillah over here, where we say, Avinu Malkeinu, our Father in Heaven. Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King. Ba'avor Eviseinu Shabbat Brucha. For the sake and the merit of our fathers. Who? Now we're referring to the Tanaim, the Amoraim, those in the Mishnah, those in the Gemara who toiled day and night. Sometimes they would fast 40 days to understand one point. And they would review it 40 times. One simple point. The Gemara elaborates many places. Seems like a simple point. They would review it 40 times. And then the Gemara says it's like monach bekiso. It's like it's in this pocket. The person always checks to see if it's wallet's in his pocket. You know, we have this habit. The Gemara tells us another place. And it's in his pocket. You can always pull it out. There's a story that took place around 100 years ago. First part of the story took place around 100 years ago. With a very impoverished tzaddik by the name of Rav Pesach. Rav Pesach, he basically owned one item in his life. For the majority of his life. What was this one item? A Gemara. A Gemara with two volumes. So maybe he was already a little wealthier than the next person. He had a two-volume Gemara. But that's about it. Gemara Shoshana and Gemara Seches Beya. Beitza. That was it. He learned it 3,000 times. 3,000 times. He lived around 100 years ago. Those of us, those who will be listening to these shiurim 100 years from now, so I'll say it was around the year 1900. I think positive. You already heard the date, though, the truth is. 100 years later now, we're back in the year around 2007, 6, 5. 100 years later, there's a yeshiva bach by the name of Shui. Yeshua. Called him Shui. 16 years old. Things weren't going well. His learning wasn't going well. Didn't feel the enjoyment, the success. He called it quits. Time to leave. So, he went out for the next few months. Was with the wrong crowd. Not the best places. 6 months passed by. Shui is back in yeshiva. Not only is he back in yeshiva, he's learning non-stop. Like he's on fire. One day passes. Two, same hasmada, the same diligence, the same respect for the Limud HaTorah. 3 days pass, finally his Rosh Yeshiva goes over to him and says, what happened? First you disappear, and then you come back, a whole different person. So, Shui told his Rosh Yeshiva that it wasn't going well for him. And he went out with some friends, and they went they slept in the street on the benches over there, and they went traveling here and there. This story takes place in Eretz Yisrael. And they went to one town to another town. Finally, they went to Tzfas, the town of Tzfas, the holy city of Tzfas. And they went through the cemetery. And Shui said, one of the tombstones caught my eye. What did it say in the tombstone? It said, here lies Rav Pesach, who learned Rosh Hashanah and Beya 3,000 times. I'm just looking at this room here. I wonder if we could fit 3,000 seltzer bottles in this room. Shui looks at this matseva, this tombstone, which Rav Pesach wanted to have written on his tombstone. And he said, if someone spent the time and valued Torah so much to learn it 3,000 times, there must be something there. And he went back to yeshiva and went back on fire. And Rav Schwab tells us that's the bitachon, the trust in Hashem. that we will be successful. Just like the Amoraim, the Tanoim, were successful when they toiled, so to each and every one of us, on our level that God has given us, and beyond our levels, we have that ability to be successful as well. To toil, not just to put up our feet in an easy chair, and to read an easy book, because that's not going to stay with us. But to toil. And when we don't understand that, we have to remember the story of the Rashba. Then my Rosh Yeshiva screamed out, that it's a chutzpah for one to think you can understand it the first time. When Rav Shach, Zecher Tzaddik Levracha, when he was an older man already, so the Dr. Engel came to check his eyesight. So the doctor asked to bring a sefer with small print to test how well his eyesight is. So they brought one sefer, a Shav Shmaitza, they brought a sefer in there. And Rav Shach was reading it very fast. The doctor said, no. He's reading the words too fast for his eyes to read. It's not a good test. Bring me another sefer. Brought another sefer, Ksois. Same thing happened. He couldn't see the words too well, and he was reading from memory. The eyes can't read that fast. They brought a third sefer. He wanted to test his eyesight. That's what the doctor came for. Didn't work. Once again, third sefer as well. His own sefer, which he wrote, he's reading it too fast. So they are forced to take out the Yated, the Jewish paper, which he was not familiar with. And they tested his eyesight, and he needed a little new prescription. But it was the Avas HaTorah, the love for the Torah. And I once heard from the name of Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva, the founder Yeshiva of Lakewood, who basically saved Torah in America. That Torah, at first, it's like an enjoyment, the pleasure, the understanding, is like chewing a piece of bread. Take the first bite, okay, not too much there. Then second bite, maybe a little better. But then finally the juices in the mouth connect with that piece of bread which are starting to be chewed up a little more. And that's where the enjoyment comes in even more. Like I said, my own personal battles. A person starts learning, and sometimes it just doesn't make any sense. And then he goes a second time. And then the third time. And sometimes he interrupts his learning and he davens to Hashem and says, Hashem, please, V'horei neinu v'sarsecha v'sein b'li b'ilu hovinu l'haski l'shmoya lil moidu l'ameid. Please, Hashem, put in my heart v'sein b'li b'inu, in my mind, the understanding, this tefillah we're saying right here. L'hovin, to understand. L'haski l'shmoya Lilmoid, Lamed, to learn, to teach. And when the person teaches, you get things clear as well. And then, before one knows it, he understands it. He understands again. Because Gemara tells us, Yegato Matsasatam, and if he toils, the person tells you he worked hard, and then he understood it, believe him. If he says he didn't work hard and he got it, don't believe him. If he said he worked hard and he didn't get it, don't believe him also. If he says he worked hard though, and he understood it, believe him. Because Hashem will give him the help. The bitachon we're talking about over here is a trust in Hashem that he will be successful. And I have to say that one of the biggest reasons a person does not learn Torah is because he's afraid. He's afraid of failure. He's afraid he won't succeed. He's afraid he won't understand. And that's why our tefillah is over here, is telling us, Avinu Malkeinu, Ba'avor Avoseinu Shebatu L'cha. Our Avinu, our Av, our Father. A father loves a son. So who won't open the heart and the mind, if not our Father, Hashem? Malkeinu, like we said earlier, Melech, the mitzvahs, we have the obligation to do the mitzvahs as well. But Avor Avoseinu, referring here now to the Tanoim, the Amoraim, who you Hashem, you helped them in their merit. Please help us as well. They worked hard, day and night. Matlanu chuki chayim, the chuki chayim, the status of life. What does it mean, the status of life? Because really everything is a chayk. A chayk means something which we don't understand. Sometimes we think we understand this mitzvah, the taimei ha-mitzvah, the reason for the mitzvah, but the word taimei ha-mitzvah just means the tam, the taste, it's a taste of it. It's not the whole thing. Like we said from the Zohar Kodesh, there's much more depth to the Torah. It's just a little introduction, a little taste of it. That's why we have to realize everything is a chayk. And at the end of the day, when we don't understand something, if we don't understand something, but we worked hard and we tried our best, it's a chuki chayim. Because it's the statues of life. But on the other hand, we're told over here, ba'avor avoseinu, in the merit of our avoseinu, the Tanoim Amroim, who trusted in you, we trust in you as well. Our success in Torah is dependent upon the trust in Hashem, that Hashem will open our heart, open our minds to understand the Torah. That is the connection, that's what we came to discuss tonight, that important trust we have to have in Hashem, that Hashem will connect us to the Torah. Ba'avor avoseinu, shebatchu b'cha, latlanu chuki chayim, kein techaneinu uslamdeinu. So too, please teach us as well. And that's the tefillah, that's the understanding of the tefillah over here. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who teaches us. He is the Malamed, HaMalamed Torah, like we say in the Bracha, Brechas HaTorah. He's the Malamed Torah La'ama Yisrael. He's the teacher of Torah. Sometimes my children, I go to my study to learn. So they ask me, who am I learning with? Who am I going to learn with? Sometimes I'm going to learn with Hashem. Sometimes I get some looks from them like, what are you talking about? The Bracha says, HaMalamed Torah La'ama Yisrael. He is a teacher of Torah. Without Hashem, we can't understand anything. This is the kavana, the mindset that we should be having when we daven this tefillah. We should daven to Hashem to open up our hearts, open our minds, and that we merit to understand this Torah. And then we have to make sure we make the next step and put in our effort. And when we do that, when it comes to Mitar, when it comes to become pure, the Haftacha, the promise from Hashem, Hashem will give him the Siyad Shema, Hashem will help him. We should always Zoicha to understand, to daven this tefillah properly, and to understand the Torah. And Hashem should open our eyes to see and understand His Torah.